And maybe you don't understand what this bill is all about. That's why we have Errol Naidu on the line to talk about the hate speech bill in South Africa. Errol, welcome to the Afternoon Drive.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you on the Afternoon Drive on Impact 103 to talk all things politics, and you're well when it comes to knowledge and rounded in that knowledge, and to explain to us what is the Hate Crimes Bill. What is that all about, Errol?
Well, the full name of the bill is the Hate Speech Combating and Prevention of Hate Speech and Hate Crimes.
Recording stopped.
And basically what this bill aims to do is prosecute those who make hate speech statements in the media or via WhatsApp or social media, so they can be prosecuted for hate speech that leads to a hate crime. So in other words, if somebody speak derogatory messages against a person based on their race, gender, identity, sexual orientation, and that person believes that what that person said then diminishes their value and causes people to look at them in a different way, and then perhaps might compel people to act violently against them, that would be considered hate speech that would lead to a hate crime. So that's what the bill is in a nutshell.
The Hate Crimes Bill was signed into law on the 9th of May. Now, what does that mean for us in South Africa?
Well, unfortunately, it means a lot, because a lot of people were concerned about this bill. Religious organizations, secular organizations, even the media, the mainstream media was concerned about this, that it would have a chilling effect on free speech in South Africa. In other words, the bill defines hate speech and hate crimes so broadly that, you know, just about anything can be considered a hate crime or hate speech. So, in fact, if somebody's feelings are hurt, if somebody feels that what you said hurt my feelings and made me feel bad or about myself, they could then go to court and prosecute that person for hate speech. So, which means the cases, the courts are going to be full of these cases of people with perceived hate speech or hate crimes against them. And so it's going to cause more trouble than it's going to solve, more problems than it's going to solve. I think the religious organizations, churches in particular, are going to be targeted the most under this bill or this act. It's an act now because it's signed into law. Religious organizations are going to be targeted the most because we have seen this already where sexual rights organizations have sued churches, Christians, for expressing their biblical beliefs. For example, if a pastor should preach that homosexuality is a sin, or that abortion is the murder of the unborn in the womb, as the Bible teaches, they can then be prosecuted for a hate crime, for hate speech that they would argue would lead to hate crime. So this bill is then going to create an environment where people will be too scared to say anything about anybody. So it's going to have a chilling effect on free speech. So in other words, people need to criticize behaviors that they don't agree with or they feel is not good for society. But now with this bill, people will be silenced. They won't be able to do that. And even sending messages on WhatsApp. So we agree with genuine hate speech. Like, you know, we've heard people say you should kill those people for whatever, or we've heard kill the boor, those kind of statements. That is hate speech. That is out and out hate speech, because you're asking people to kill somebody on the basis of the color of their skin or their nationality or ethnicity. So those kind of things, we believe the law must act against and prosecute people that utter those kind of things against anybody based on race, gender, age, whatever the classification is. But there's going to this bill, I believe, is going to go further than that, and that's it's going to begin to attack and prosecute people for their biblical beliefs. And so I think that is the most dangerous aspect of this act, this hate speech and hate crimes bill, is that Christians are going to be targeted. People of faith are going to be targeted for their belief systems, for their convictions, because of what the Bible says. And further to that, I also believe that certain parts of the Bible is going to be criminalized as a result of this act that Ramaphosa signed into law, that people won't be able to say certain things out of the Bible because there's a certain sector of society that believes that is hate speech.
Now we know that on the 9th of May, this bill was signed into law. Is there anything that we can do to oppose the bill?
Too late. It is now signed into law. You know, when a bill is making its way through Parliament, that is when churches and people should be speaking out against the bill, acting against it. And then you can change things while it's still in the parliamentary process. But once it's passed by Parliament and it sits on the president's desk, ready for signature, there's nothing you can do about it. And the president has signed it. On the 9th of May, he signed it into law. It is now gazetted. It is now on the statute books of South Africa. It is the law. And so now people can be prosecuted for hate speech or hate crime under that law. And there's nothing you can do about it other than, getting lawyers to challenge that bill. The constitutionality of the bill can be challenged right up into the Constitutional Court. That can happen. And that's what's happening with the NHI bill. That's what's happening with the Basic Education Laws Amendment Bill that the president also signed. I think there's going to be challenges against the General Intelligence Laws Amendment Bill, the GILAC Bill, that allows people to spy on citizens. He signed a whole raft of legislation. This is all before the elections now, the 29th of May. And all of it is going to be challenged. It looks like it's going to be challenged by various groups, political parties, civil rights groups are challenging these laws because all of them are dangerous bills. They're harmful to the freedoms that is guaranteed in our constitution. And I think one of the most dangerous bills is this hate speech bill because it's going to cause all manner of issues and the courts are going to be clogged up with cases of people bringing hate speech in against citizens for saying, or even media personalities for saying what they perceive to be hate speech when in fact it is fair criticism.
Errol Naidoo, just two questions. One question coming from a listener saying, we did speak out against these bills. Was not enough done?
I think there was a lot of submissions on this bill, more than 100,000. It could be even more than that. I haven't been keeping track. There's so many bills going through Parliament. But I think there was a lot of submissions from church groups, from organizations. And like I said, it's religious and secular organizations that spoke out against this bill. But you see, what people don't understand is these bills is influenced from outside of this country by United Nations agencies like UNESCO, World Health Organization. They are pushing these kind of ideologies in our country. And unfortunately, the ANC government is beholden to these organizations. So they're pushing legislation in South Africa because of outside influences. Not that South African people, the citizens of the country, want this or support the bills. For example, decriminalization of the entire sex industry. That is coming from the World Health Organization. It's influencing our government to decriminalize the sex industry. However, when you do a survey in South Africa, more than 80% of citizens say, no, we don't want that because it's going to harm women and children. So you can see that the ANC's government is not governing in the interest of the people. They're not even listening to the people of South Africa, even though they invite and they say, please make public comment on bills. But when the people do, they ignore everything they say, even the Bella Bill, the Basic Education Laws Amendment Bill. There is overwhelming public opposition to that bill. Nobody agrees with it. Nobody wants it. It's a dangerous bill. It gives government too much power over educational decisions, even more than parents. It kind of government has more authority over children than parents do in this bill. So people have made their opposition known. There's been all kinds of public and oral submissions around the country. And yet government ignored everything. These people have said, the parents have given their educators have given their comments on this bill. They've ignored all of that, signed it into law. They rushed it through Parliament, by the way. They didn't go through the entire process the way the Constitution requires. And they rushed it through bill just to get it signed before Parliament rose on the 17th. That was the last day of Parliament before the election. So they rushed these bills through Parliament. President signed it just in case the ANC don't come back with a majority. So I think that is the plan. And the reason is because there's pressure from outside, foreign groups, saying get this bill through.
Errol Naidoo, thank you
And so
so
people
much.
have to understand it.
Yeah, we understand. And one more question. How do we keep up to date with what's happening with regards to the bills in South Africa? Where is that website that we will get that information
Well,
with regards?
I monitor Parliament and what's happening with bills and all the things that are happening. So people can subscribe to my newsletter. It's once a week. I send a newsletter out and I keep Christians especially up to date with what's happening in Parliament, what bills are going through, how they can make submissions, all those kind of things. So if they go to familypolicyinstitute.com and click on the subscribe button and put in their name and surname, email address, and submit that, they will get a newsletter, a one-page newsletter once a week, how to pray, how to act when all these things are happening. And I provide kind of help and guidance also to help citizens, because most people don't know how to make submissions, so we help them with that as well.
Appreciate your time on the Afternoon Drive. Errol Naidoo on Impact 103. With you.